All right. So, Lady Anne. All right, and then. And the brain hunt, right? All right, 3, 4.
Thank you.
Was that tempo okay? Okay, I got the thumbs up from a few of you. That's good. All right, so let me see. Go to the jigs. All right. I'm going to take a chance here on these jigs. Shot. That's the Buttermilk Mary. The Whistler at the Wake, and of course the Boys of La Gowna. I wouldn't say I'm terribly strong on the Buttermilk Mary, but I'll give it a shot. Such a nice tune. So we'll be doing it fairly slow so I can read it a little better. I think I'll get my music stand up and running here so I can see it a little better. Sorry. First tune, I mean, I actually know it, but I haven't played it in probably 25 years, so I apologize for that. It's a great tune, though. I did get through it in the end. All right, let's do a couple of hornpipes. What do I have listed? Let's start off with the easy stuff. We'll do the Boys of Blue Hill, I think. Everybody knows the Boys of Blue Hill and the... why is this doing this? Huh? Now we're going to do something. Give me 1 second. There we go. Hey, Jan. Hi Jay, how are you? We got Ellen, you made it. Laura, good to see you. Oh, Ken, now I can see you, Ken. You were hiding there before, and Hannah. Jerry, my lad. Glad you could make it.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
I was worried about you.
No, I wouldn't let you down.
Good man. All right, so. Focus here a little bit. I tried to get cute on the Boys of Blue Hill and I messed it up. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. So I was a little worried. I was like, they don't love me anymore. Now I can be like Sally Fields. They love me. They really love me. Who did we get? Hang on a second. Stephen McVeigh, how are you? And who did we get? Sue Linda. Good to see you. And Brian, I don't think I said hello to you yet, even though you were here.
How's it going?
Hello again.
Hi, John.
Dan, Debbie. I can hear you. I'd recognize that voice anywhere. How you doing?
Got up earlier today.
Good. Get out of bed. Come on. Or as they say, get hung up, as Christy Moore would say. Get up. Get hung up. All right. Let's go back to reels. Let me see. The Cameronian. And the Piper's Despair. And the Connemara Stockings. All right. Lovely tune. There you go. So three really good tunes there.
Thank you.
I kind of messed that tune up a little bit, didn't I? I think I played parts too many times and stuff like that. So, it's a great tune, though. So, Bill, good to see you.
Hello, John. Good to see you as well.
You know, I forgot I was going to set up one of your chairs and sit on it. So you.
Well, good. You're welcome to.
They're the nicest fold-up chairs I've ever seen.
They were favorites of my parents and grandparents. So,
oh my God,
they've had a few butts.
Like, so probably better not to sit on it. Or my.
Me too, probably.
257 pounds. All right. So let's slow things down a little bit. And we just did My Ballingarry Lady in the tune learning. So I'm going to play that. Again, I won't play it too fast, but I know some people know it already. So I just thought it would be nice to add it to the session. Let me see. We got a couple. Some other new people came on board other than Bill, I think. Let me see. David Brown, good to see you. Oh, well, I can't see you, but I know you're there. Brenda, good to see you. Maggie, always a pleasure. And anyway, so I think that I covered everybody so far. So I'm delighted we've got 31 people. So if we get, you know, 25 to 30 people every week, just so you know, I think you got the email, so, and the link. So I'll be back on the 14th of July. I'm heading to Connecticut on Friday for a couple of weeks, and then my son's wedding in D.C. So we'll take a little break from all of this stuff. And but I'll be back, and hopefully you guys will come back. I guess I'll find out, won't I? While you're at it, feel free to give me your opinion one way or the other. A couple of people have already about the master session. So I was thinking about doing maybe one a month instead of one every week. And, you know, if I get some feedback from you guys, that'd be great. So. Hi, Betty. Good to see you.
Thanks. I finally got on.
It's good to see you. I was telling Bill I was going to sit in one of your chairs, but I forgot.
They are comfy session chairs, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're beautiful chairs, absolutely beautiful, but I'll take very good care of them.
Thanks. So, sorry we forgot them.
Oh, no, that's okay. It's not a problem whatsoever.
Okay.
I like looking at them. They're, as a carpenter, they're really beautiful. So.
Well, we intentionally left them there so we have an excuse to come back.
There you go. You're welcome back anytime, as is everybody here. You're welcome here anytime, and that, including you, Jerry.
Thank you.
what I said to everybody in the tune learning today with this tune is, it's obviously that was a little slow, but it's not really supposed to be played fast. It's not like a fast Irish old time waltz at a dance hall. So if you learn it and decide to play it, you just play just a little bit quicker than what we just did today. So, all right, let's go back to jigs. Let me see what I got here in the jigs. That's the hard part, so I don't want that. And then the... all right, so let's do Father O'Flynn and the Green Fields of Woodford. And for those of you who haven't heard this before, the Father O'Flynn was the very first tune that I learned to play on the accordion. So, you know, I'm a true believer in not learning simple tunes. I never taught any of my beginner students like the Dawning of the Day or something like that. It's just, why? Because if you've never done it before, the degree of difficulty is the same, right? And so you might as well learn something interesting. And so always challenge yourself with tunes, especially if you like them, of course. If you really like a tune, you should learn it, regardless of how difficult it is, because you're going to learn it better and enjoy it more. And you'll end up with the fruits of your labor, as they say, right? So... Father O'Flynn. I think that's it. I don't know if that's it, actually. Tune finally. My encyclopedia of tunes is getting to me now. Thank you. really making a mess of that bloody tune because I'm trying to read the music and I have a different version in my head. All right, let's try it one more time. Sorry about that. Determined to do this bloody tune if it kills me and you. Enough. I have a different version in my head and it's totally messing with me. And that's my excuse and I'm sticking to it.
Why not play the version in your head and forget about the notes?
Because once I read the music, that was it. That's the problem, you know? Once you see something and it gets into your head, it just totally messes with you. That's why we play the first part of one tune and the second part of another. And that happens more than you think, even with so-called master musicians like me. So, I just want you to know that I feel the pain too once in a while, you know. So I don't want you to feel like you're out there on your own, you know, screwing up. I can screw up with the best of you. So the difference is that I'm willing to put myself on the line because I don't care, you know. I got nothing to prove to anybody. I am who I am. And I think overall that's not too bad. Don't answer that. Jen's in the other room and saying, in the name of the God, what is he doing? That's my wife. All right, we got a few more people. We didn't lose anybody yet. That's a good thing. Give it.
You need a hug.
I need a hug.
Either that or a kick in the ass.
Well, probably both. Life is never boring on Vashon Island, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well, let me see how much more I can screw up now. We're going to do some slides here, and let me see what I put together, because I can't remember how I put them together. Oh, but the Brosnan and Patrick O'Keefe's, and Bill the Weaver I like, and the Scattery Island. All right, I went over that one a little earlier, so. All That's the Bill the Weavers. And then, all right. Never played Scattery Island before, I don't think. I might have tried it once before and messed it up and stopped. But you hear something enough, you know, you'd be surprised. when you hear it enough session, you kind of just fall into it and play it, you know. All right, I guess we're going to rails, or you want to do a hornpipe? Nobody's speaking up, so.
Rails.
So, rails.
Hornpipe.
Rails. Rails.
All right. Two rails, one hornpipe. Any advance?
Okay, I give
rails?
Up.
Hornpipe.
two rails, two hornpipe.
Hornpipe.
Any tune you want to play.
You do, yeah, do what you want to do.
Okay. What I usually do anyway. All right, let's do. We haven't actually done this in a while, I don't think. Fergal O'Gara. I had it on last week's list, but we didn't play it. To the best of my memory, I don't think we did. And then. Trim the Velvet and. And Ships Are Sailing, okay? Thank you. Lovely tunes. All right, Kay, we're going to do hornpipes. I'm going to give this one a shot. All right. Well, I made the announcement about the session, right? So I will definitely, truly, sincerely miss you all. But believe it or not, I'm going to be kind of busy. But in spite of that, I think I'm really going to miss you guys. We've been together for a while, a lot of us, for most of this, I think, and we came through the other end, and I'm glad things are opening up, but I'm hoping that we can still do this, and I'll be back on the 14th with the tune learning and the slow session, at least that. And don't forget, I have a trip to Ireland. We have about 17 people signed up for my trip in the last week of March. So if you want to have a session like this every night of the week for 7 days in Ireland and different parts of Ireland with guest musicians and some people that you've already seen maybe on the Master Sessions, you certainly take a look. Go to wildatlanticmusictours.com and check it out. I'd love to have you join me for a week. As you can tell, I like to play in sessions. So we have private sessions for the group, and then of course there'll be sessions in various places that we visit later in the evening if people want to go out and do that. And of course the obligatory some of the tourist stuff that we're going to do as well. Food is included in a lot of cases, and accommodations are excellent. I can attest for most of them. So I did do the Michael, I forgot it already. The gum, what do you call it? Gum Road. So I did the Gum Road, and Michael helped me out. In fact, Michael set it all up for me. What am I saying? I just did the password. But he was gracious enough to set it all up and put all the tune learning stuff on there. So if you've missed them and you don't have the recording, you can access them on gumroad.com for the meager fee of $10. You get the 1 hour tune thing. And I'm trying to figure out ways to earn a living, seeing that I can't really work anymore. I'm actually selling off a bunch of my stuff. My roof rack off my van today, and maybe some other stuff coming up. So tools and one thing and another. So yeah, spread the word, even if maybe some of your friends might like to get some of those tune learnings. I certainly appreciate it. I'm doing O'Flaherty's. Michael is ahead of me here, thank God. And Marilyn, I talked to Barry in Milwaukee today, and there is no dancing.
Well, there's no dancing so far.
Well, I talked to him just today, so he's the boss.
Yeah. So I'm really hoping that by the time the event comes, it'll be.
All I can say is you can come listen to me.
Want to know it too.
Me and Brian and.
Hey, dance. We're gonna come and hang out regardless.
Yeah, hang out.
You can come and dance by the stage. Why not?
Yeah. And there's some, Alan Eng, who does the Irish tune info.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been communicating with him as I do the research for this book and stuff, so I thought I'd hang out with him too. Yeah,
cool.
So,
well, Milwaukee's going to be great. You know, I'm excited. This is my first actual real gig in the sense of gigging this year, and it's August already. And
I love being on the lake there, so if people want a nice place to go, it's one of the biggest Irish festivals in the world, yeah.
Well, I think it is the biggest in the world. Well, and it may very well be this year. I don't know if they have restrictions on the crowd and all that stuff, but we'll see. I'm also doing O'Flaherty's Irish Retreat in October, and Swan and Oar, which Michael has up on the chat here. I'll be doing that on the 11th through the 16th. So technically, it's the 12th. I think the 11th is the Sunday, and we do like a meet and greet thing. And so, as you can see, in order to do that, we are leaving my son's right the day after my son's wedding at 6 a.m. in the morning. We're flying back here so we can do this virtual Swan and Oar thing. So I feel really bad about leaving so quickly after the wedding, but you know, he's not want to see me anyway. He's gonna be busy with his new bride. So not saying what, but you know, he's gonna be busy. So, all right, more music. I think that's it, Michael, isn't it? All right. So, oh yeah, we're gonna. So I tried it. You give me a second here now, because I haven't played this in many, many years, and I did play it earlier. Janice, my witness. So that's not a problem. Check out it's her favorite hornpipe.
She well, I don't really play it, it's a problem.
It's a great tune, and you know, I don't know why I haven't played it in years, but it's a really great tune. So we'll give it a shot. So we got the sunshine into the stack of wheat, right? And then is there a third one I put with it? The Murphys? Where are my hornpipes here? Oh, Murphy's first. Murphy's. There's two part. Murphy. The sunshine and then the stack of wheat. Okay. And then. Thank you. Am I doing the wrong tune? Thank you. know, to be honest, the Sunshine Home Papers is you know, the triplets and stuff are difficult enough, but there's so many versions of that bloody hornpipe. You know what I mean? It's like, so I just played the one that was in my head. I got away from the music and I played the one that was in my head. And I don't know if that's right or wrong, but that's what was in my head anyway. So, all right, let's get back to some reels. I may go a little longer today. I'm feeling good. This is the last one, right? So I know some of you came in a little bit later. And if you have to leave, that's fine. I understand. I won't hold it against you for long. So, but Debbie, I'm glad you made the last one, Debbie. You know, that would have really hurt my feelings if you didn't show up for the very last session of, you know, for the.
I hadn't got to the email either. So I was trying to get into the other login for about 20 minutes and I thought, what's going on? And then I looked at the email. Oops.
Well, I did say last week that there would be a new, but of course, were you here last week? I don't know. Not trying to put you on the spot, so.
I'm trying to remember. I have to look back. I don't know. But you're coming back in July, right?
I know, but that's a long time away. That's a long time from now. What am I going to do? I'm going to have withdrawal from you guys, you know?
What am I going to do on Thursday morning?
It's going to be worse than quitting smoking, being away from you guys.
I'm going to be sitting here playing my box all by myself on Wednesdays.
We've had a good time, I think, overall, haven't we? You know? So,
John, it's been great. It's really been great.
All right. So, we probably should do more jigs, right? Oh, my son is calling me. Hold on a second. You know, my son knows I do this every Wednesday. And he still calls me. Hold on a second. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
You want to say hi to everybody on Facebook?
Hi, everybody on Facebook.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Dan.
I'm doing my tune, my slow jam session. So shall I call?
Okay.
Can I call you back after that?
Yeah, of course.
Unless it's really, really very, 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 very good news that I can't wait.
Nothing to share.
Okay. Okay. Nothing to share with the crowd, he said. All right. I'll call you back after I'm done.
Okay. All right. Enjoy.
All right. Love you, bub. You never not answer the phone for your kids. Right? Because God forbid the one day that you do, it could be a very sorry day. So. All right. So let's do... let's do The Wise Maid, and with Kathy here, we should do Coolies for Kathy, and then the Maid Behind the Bar. I don't know. Maybe we could pin that one on Debbie. Would you be the Maid Behind the Bar, Debbie? All right.
I used to be the Maid Behind the Bar in my 20s.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't behind a bar, but I might have been on the bar in my 20s.
You were sleeping on the bar.
But, yeah. Woof. Let's not go there. Right.
Thank you.
Thinking we might do maybe the Lark in the Morning and the Lilting Banshee, and then we'll do a set of reels after that, and then finish. We could finish with Inish Ear, which were kind of nice, one of my favorite tunes. And then a Lilting Banshee.
Thank you.
Is there somewhere? So there's two sets of reels on the list, and so one is Lord MacDonald's and the Bell on the Slow Fair, and the other one is Annie McGann's and the Humours of Scarif. So which one would you like?
I'd vote for Annie McGann's.
Annie McGann's? Okay, Annie McGann's. I think I see enough show of hands for Annie McGann's, but that rhymes. That rhymes.
Annie McGann's.
Annie McGann, okay. He was a fine man. I was lucky enough to actually get to see him in hospital the week before he died. One of my first gigs in Catskill, I don't know if I mentioned it, I might have mentioned this before, but one of my first gigs in the Catskill Mountains was a weekend with Andy McGann. Can you imagine that? And they had one of those things on the outside, you know, with the lights and everything, with your names on it. So I got a picture of me and Andy McGann standing beside it because I wanted proof that it was Andy McGann and John Whelan playing together. So, and he was the quietest man I ever met in my life. Him and Tommy Pete was the two quietest people I ever met in my life. So, anyway. That's it, right? Okay. Now, I don't have Brian Conway's version. I just want to clarify that right now. Everybody, Before you all leave, I want to just say thanks so much to everybody for your support. I know it would be remiss of me to not thank you. I know I started this as a free endeavor, but many of you have been very, very generous and great and gracious to me during this slow session. And it's really been very helpful, I have to be honest with you. And it was very, very much appreciated. Aside from the wonderful company and the opportunity to play with people, even if it's virtual, will live probably most of us for the rest of our lives, right? It's going to be hard to forget what we've all been through for the last year and a half. So thanks very much. Hope to see you again along the way. I'll definitely be back. This is not a goodbye forever kind of thing, you know, at least I hope not anyway. I'm getting on a plane on Friday, so keep my fingers crossed. But we'll see you again on the 14th. And hey, Linda, how are you? Good to see you. So I don't really know what else to say without getting too soppy. I'm a kind of an emotional guy to begin with, and but I love you guys, and I really really appreciate it. I appreciate everything that Michael has done in the slow jam. I couldn't have done it without him week after week after week, and then of course adding to that with the online stuff, it's been amazing. And of course Alina for doing the taking over from Lisa for the master sessions. I would have been lost, but we're blessed to know each other. I would say that we're all very good people and good human beings, and I think I like to tell my kids, as long as you're a good human being, that's all that matters in the world. You know, nothing else really matters. So be safe. God bless you all. Enjoy your 4th of July weekend, and enjoy getting out there, but be safe, okay? I'll talk to you very, very soon. All right.
Thanks for bringing us all together, John.
Thanks, John. Have a great trip.
Have a great vacation.
Happy travels.
Thank you, Yvette. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks very much, John.